the night before, yeah, then you're able to be sitting this bezdin. So Yashim is a monomla, she has mina manasim ba'ev, that you, the Nasi invited you the night before. Ma'isim in Gamliel, there's a story in Gamliel Sha'ama. Hishkimu li shiva la'aliyah. He invited seven people to the aliyah to go ahead and say this dintayah. So what happened? Hishkimu matashmaina, he woke up and he found eight people. Whoever came up here, let him go down. Shmuel HaKotten got up. I'm the one, he didn't want the person to get embarrassed, whoever that was. He said, I'm the one that came in Shalei B'Shus. I didn't come here, don't be mechayshin me. I didn't come here to be ma'abed Shana. I came to learn the halacha l'maaseh. But I wasn't coming here to be part of the Bezin to Paschal. Amalai, Shav ben Yishav, no, you can sit. So we're going to tell him, you can stay seated. Really, everything could have been Mis'aba through you. It's really that all the years could have been, we could have made Ibra Hashanah through you. And the Chacham said, but there's another halacha. It's a Bezundi Chazal, that you have to be invited in order to go ahead and pass in this Ibrah Hashan. It was a different person. He didn't want the person to get embarrassed. Now, this Gemara is a Pella. What happened over here? I mean, first of all, Gamliel invited people. He didn't know who he didn't invite. That's number one. Number two is, Masha asks other questions. He asked that, why do you need another seven besides Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel was included in the seven. So why do you have to invite another seven people? Also, what would have helped Shmuel to leave? Shmuel was ready to leave. But if I needed seven people invited, then they wouldn't be at the Paschal. So what was Shmuel's life to that he was ready to leave? He was invited. He just didn't want to embarrass the other person. So what would I have? I would have other seven, and one of them weren't invited. You have to be invited the night before. You have to be invited the night before.
You have to be invited.
It's mina manasim be'erev. You have to be invited the night before. So what helps Shmuel left? Okay, but what does that help?
Now you're down to seven.
No, I'm down to seven, but one of them weren't invited.
One of them showed on their own.
Okay, so I'm saying, this is Mashash Kashas. No, because... Okay. So Mashal says Agufa that really it was the Shliach that sent, as Rabbi Mazel's question, Gamliel didn't know who he was inviting. Gamliel sent the messenger, go get me seven people. Gamliel held that he's going to get six because he understands that Gamliel is included in one of them. So he got seven. So really there was an extra person there, Stamazah. So there was eight now. Right? Because he had seven plus Gamliel, so there was eight. So now that he had seven plus Gamliel, there's eight. So Shmuel felt he could have left because he was an extra person anyways. It's so like you were saying, that answers all the kashas, and it was the shliach that sent him, it wasn't him, Gamliel, so Gamliel didn't know who it was. So now, Shmuel got up, and he embarrassed himself for someone else. So now the rest of the Gemara are going to bring stories that people embarrass themselves,
what happened to
Shmuel stayed. Shmuel was invited.
No, but Shmuel is the one who came to live today.
Oh yeah, you mean, you forget, look at this chayga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The brother that he got. Yeah.
Shmuel Kutten is because he was an Anuf. So the Ma'avaita, he did this not to embarrass someone. Kihad the Yosef Rebbe. Rebbe was dashing with Kadosh and dashing for reich shum. It smelled over there from a garlic smell. So someone must have eaten garlic right before. Amar Misha Achal Shum Yatsa. Whoever ate garlic shall leave. Amar Reb Chiya v'Yatsa. So Reb Chiya got up and left. Now what Reb Chiya is off to? I mean, if he got up and left, I mean the guy, the garlic is still sitting there.
Yeah, but it'll stink for a while after a person leaves anyway.
What? Right. That's what happened, Taka. But Reb Chiya was so guaranteed. He was such a balgaiva. No, because the pshat is like this. Because Reb Chiya just wanted that someone should leave. Now, the guy that was eating it's definitely going to leave with him. Not everyone was going to leave. But the guy that was going to eat it was definitely going to leave with him. He wouldn't be so embarrassed. It'll either be Reb Chiya or him. So Mele, Reb Chiya got up and got up. Kulan, they all left. V'yatza. Okay, they all left. But I'm saying, Reb Chiya just wanted to break the ice. Just let someone leave. Maybe two people ate garlic.
That's it, the whole shear is open because the guy smells
from garlic. Oh, so there was mitzvah in the whole shear. So his son got very upset. The son of Rebbe, Reb Shimon, met Reb Chiya the next day. Reb Chiya, Amalei Atu Shetziata La'aba. You mitzayim my father. My father had to stop saying shear. Bittul Torah, the Ram. Amalei, Loi Tei Kezois Be Yisrael. This should not be in Yisrael. That means that someone shouldn't get embarrassed. It's better than Bittul Torah. Someone shouldn't get embarrassed. That's what Mashal explains. Yeah, okay, but not here. It's interesting nusach to use it. So Mashal explains that even though there's so much bitter tired, that means he stopped saying the whole shit because no one left. Still, not to embarrass someone. Zok Rashi. Hishkimu li mocha zayin aliyah mechadish leisha baba bezin. V'loi la'am v'shan ali. So I didn't come up here. But Shmuel Kotman was saying, I didn't come up here to be ma'am v'shan ali and stop him mocha machshav. Elo lima toyim mekem hech tasu. I want to see how you do it. Machshav yisufu da'avach le'yakiru miyu o'ayla. You won't recognize who's going up. Shalei b'shus. We'll be in upon him and I'll get embarrassed. Shetziyata la'abi shachalta ashum v'nada v'reach. That you ate garlic and it smelled.
How do we know he didn't eat garlic?
What? He said. We don't know.
He said he didn't?
He said that, I just didn't want to embarrass him.
Right. And asked him, you
guys. Asked him, how do you do that? Chas v'shalom sh'eichel ashum v'vayel v'smeish. Chas v'shalom, I'll never do that. Kadesh le, what's it? Kadesh le l'halm v'panam sh'eichel ashum. Not to embarrass the person that ate. Yatzas v'kadesh yaitzu kulam.
So the kasha could have been, why do you eat garlic and be mevatel the whole shear? So the answer was, it wasn't me, and I did it not to embarrass somebody.
That's really what's going on. That's how Rashi explains. I like the mashal. Shalaycha shum yatzatzik kadesh yatzikun v'lo yavinu mihu. I just didn't want anyone to get embarrassed. Zakta gemara v'rebchia meichin gamala. Where did Rebchia learn this anhaga? You need to ask a question when you learn this anhaga. I'm saying. Seichel. Don't embarrass him.
Oh,
but to tell you, that's good in Mashah. Right. What's the pshat? Because Mehecha Teisa, you're allowed to embarrass yourself or someone else. I mean, I hate you. You have to make sure someone doesn't get embarrassed. But you're not a Bible. There's something you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself. Right? You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara about yourself.
Because they all understood it. You see, Yatzu Kulam. So why Yatzu Kulam? Because they understood there's a chiyuv to go out.
Yeah. It just means that Nevis doesn't have to even get embarrassed. Coffee, embarrassed.
When it comes to the
DNA, it should be off. I
should.
What? He didn't really know.
The next day, his son comes up to him. What are you doing eating garlic? You know, my father can't be saying garlic. It was a big pusher.
So where did Reb Chiya learn this from? Reb Meir, the Tanya Ma'is of Isha Achas. There was once a woman that came Shabbos Lebes Madrash Hashar Reb Meir. That came into the Smedrash of Reb Meir's Yeshiva. Amaloi, she told Reb Meir, Rebbe, Echad Mikem Kachani Bebiya. One of your Talmidim was Mekadosh Mi Bebiya. So now I need to get. I'm going to be Eishesish, and I don't know who it was. Amad Yameh, so Yameh went for Kasala get creases. He wrote her a get creases, Vinasanla, and he gave it to her. Amdu Kasum Kulam, Vinasanla. So now no one was embarrassed anymore, so everyone just wrote a get. But with one of them, she got divorced, and there was no HSH. Yameh Gamala, where did Yameh learn this from? Shmuel HaKatan. That was the first story that we had with going up to the Bezdin. Passing by Shana. Shmuel HaKatan, Mech Gamala, where did Shmuel learn it from? Mishachanya ben Yechil. Chsiv. Vayan Shachanya ben Yechil. No, we never asked Shmuel HaKatan. We started with Reb Chiya. It was early. Not only that, I would ask better than you.
He asked her on all the crime.
Right.
So
that's something real. Like through a get, it's going to come out of Michshel, that everyone was really married to her, and no one could marry anything related to her.
First of all, she right? was the one who was she herself was Shabbat Nashville.
Why was also guy wants
she said after the she wasn't married.
But if the guy comes along and says who it is, that's it.
Makarov wanted a marriage.
That wasn't happening.
I think if a guy knows that he didn't.
He says, you think it was a joke yet?
One out of
why was it a design that he needed to prevent an embarrassment? What, that they're getting divorced?
Someone's Makadosh business?
Who? What? It doesn't say business.
No, it's just Rabbanu. It's just Rabbanu and Makadosh will be here.
What?
So this is obviously
it
before.
Yeah.
Something the better should
I think much more of the Torah. I think it's like we were saying that it's going to come out of so many people, so many kraven. A whole yeshiva can't marry any. I mean, it's so complicated.
She did that.
I'm sure. So I'm saying, so it comes out that it wasn't.
Why isn't she a shaka?
Why doesn't she know who's married?
She's
well,
embarrassed.
The guy came at night, and the guy came at night.
He did something wrong. He was mezanah with, and that's why he's mekadosh.
He was mekadosh through beer.
Look,
that's
not
true. Look, the Mishnah says
you
lied.
Right.
Maybe they were. Well, she wasn't going out looking for it. She just knows who someone is. She wants to.
Wow,
mechtesa.
Shaka, then they would throw her out.
Yeah, throw her in the head.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure going to cook
to this. They obviously believe
that. You see how vital not to embarrass someone. This is all a lesson. And the more we don't understand, you see what it means embarrassing someone. So who did he learn out from? Zak the Gemara. He learned from Shechani ben Nechil, the Chsiv, Yan Shechani ben Nechil, the Enel, the Emel, the Ezra. Anachnu ma'alnu be'leikenu. We all sinned. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'noishav noshav nochiz ma'am'oetz. And we sat, we married Nashim Nachas Mamaraz, but after Yesh Mikvah Yisrael, is there hope for Klal Yisrael? So you see that they clued themselves all in. Vagash Anachma Ma'anu, Vuhulai Nasa Nachas, he didn't marry a Nachas. Vichdis Atzme Bechlal, he clued himself into the Klal, Shalai Lahal Mpneim, not embarrassing. So the Moira, and who did he learn out from? Mishchani ben Yechil Mehechi Gamala. Yeshua, the Chsiv Yehima Hashem, Yeshua, Kum Leich, Lomazah Atanefa Alpanecha, Chait Yisrael. Rabbi Hashem told Yeshua, Klal Yisrael did a chait. I'm the front of Rabbi Hashem, me chait. He asked Rabbi Hashem, who was the one? Tell me who it is. I want to give him Musa. I want to see what's going on. I'm a loy, v'chi dilta ani lach. Rabbi Hashem said, am I a rachel? Am I a snitcher? Hato gayol, let's make a girl and find out. Tell the Gemara, what do you make a girl? Who answers by the girl? Who's the answer? Rabbi Hashem's the one. You make a girl, you think it just, the Chumash tells you the answer? Girl like girls, the Chumash? It's coming from the Rabbi Hashem also. So what do you mean? It's
Hainuach.
No, it's indirect.
It says that it's indirect. It's you're doing some ishtadlis to get it. That's why you have to be real. I mean, you have to always be real. But Shad is that it can't. You're pushing the Rebbeinu Shlom for an answer. But it's not the Rebbeinu Shlom himself. The Rebbeinu Shlom himself didn't want to say the name. So you see that what? So you see that the guy shouldn't get embarrassed. Right, Chavetz Chaim says that over here you see that even though you're going to find out who it was, the Rebbe Hashem lets you find out, but don't be the one to say. That guy, someone asks you who it is, and you know he's going to find out. Still don't say. Because the saying is the problem. The Rebbe Hashem knew, you tell him do a guy and find out who it is. But you don't say. Shmei Salash, yeah. Zok Yashi. Yeshua, Meisad Yeshua, so that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Galis Loi. The Rebbe Hashem didn't want him to Galim, Miyu HaChayte. Who's the chayt? Vichnas says kulam bechlal. He put them all included. Shem echati Yisrael b'maisa de achan. What was the maisa with achan?
He took from the booty.
Right. So we don't learn from Yeshua. We learn from the maisa of Yeshua. We see from the benishla. We say in Moshe, we learn from Moshe to chsev an anamei antem. He included them all into the. What's that case? So Rashi says kulam bechlal. Very kulam layatzu lilkayt. They didn't all go out to gather the money. That's not Avirim. Alamiktas the Chesiv Yatzum and Am Lilkut. Yeah. So you see, you don't say people's names. Tana Rabbana. Okay. Tana Rabbana. Mishameisu Anavim. When the Nevi'im died, Nevi'im Achrenim, who's that? Chagi Zechai Malachi. Nistalku Ruach Hakadosh Mi Yisrael. The Ruach Hakadosh left Klal Yisrael. Left Eden. Abafel Bikain. There was still something which is called a baskel. What's a baskel? What's the difference of baskel and a vua? Baskel, what does the word baskel mean? A daughter of a kail. It's not the kail itself. It's like taitzah from that. Okay.
Everybody heard it or only some people?
So you see many times that you see that only some people are the Marantinus. They asked two people sitting next to each other. And the Bereshitim said, the Baskel went out and said, are you both going out to work? You're staying learning, right? It's only one. Or you have to be Madrega to hear it. So Pamachas and Masum Balia, Bezguya Biricha. They were sitting on the Aliyah, Bezguya Biricha. And us now learn Baskel and Shemayim. And the Baskel and Shemayim, Yeshkan Echa, there's one person sitting here, Shayor, Shatish Shechino, Olav Shechino, Kamosha Ben, Kamosha Ben, Elish Ein Dere Zaka Lekach. Masha explains why it's like Moshe Ben. Nasach Chacham, so they picked up their eyes, they looked at Sinem, Behil Azakim. They looked at Hil Azakim. Hil Azakim was very similar to Moshe Abenu. He lived 120 years. He was Anav. Kshemes, Amu Alav, Hai Chassid, Hai Anav, Tamida Shal Ezer. And when he died, they said on him that he was a Chassid, he was Anav, Tamil of Ezer. Shuv Pamachas, Hai Masum Ba'aliyah B'Yavna. They were sitting in Yavna. Nasna Alem, Baskel Ben Hashemayim, Baskel Ben Hashemayim, Mishkan Echad Shal Yorosh, Tisha Olav Shechina. Here it doesn't say Hill. It doesn't say Moshe. It's not Moshe. El Shein Dor Zak Lekach. Just the Dor is not Roy Lekach.
What's the Pekul?
It says such a high Nusach.
Huh? No, but it says the Ramah says that what's the hand where it says
it? Who didn't say such a chance?
What's the Tamanayin?
I don't know where you are.
Let me say such a chance on the tab. Hey.
Oh. Avir Shamir is a Mutama Naida to say something that someone should be Moshe Ben. Like, no, come never be Israel. Come Moshe. You can't say someone's ever going to be like Moshe Ben. It's a Meda. Yeah. This is the Mashal saying, finding things where it is like Moshe Ben. Not obviously Moshe Ben, just he has 3 meters, 120 and on of it, something else. Yeah, Zakhtu Mavait. Osha Ein Dere Zaka Lekach. The Dere is not Yor Lekach. Nasa Chom is the name of Shmuel HaKotten. Chom gave the eyes of Shmuel HaKotten. Kshameis Amuel of Hai Chasid Hayon of Tamid Shal. And when he died, they said also this nusach, Hai Chassid, it seems like that was the greatest praise in someone. Hai Chassid, he was a Chassid and Anav. Afuam B'shas B'sasa, he also said, B'shas, he was dying. Shimon V'yishmol L'chav.
This was the Nevoa.
What?
This was the Nevoa.
Yeah, someone in Nevoa, yeah. Actually, it was, yeah. Shimon V'yishmol are going to die for Chayev. Who's that? Shimon Gamliel was the Nasi, B'shmol Ben Elisha. Can God, we're going to die for Chayev. Chavroi, his friends, Chaveim, Liktala. This is to my son, Ruge Malchus. And Rekiva, Chanun, Vatanin, they're going to die from other Mises. Vashar Am Olabiza. Other Am Olabiza, Vakon Sagion, as me many saw, Sassidin Lamesi Alam are going to come onto the world. So you see some type of Nevuah that he was the snamba of.
What does Labiza mean to Bizon?
Yeah. Zakri Rashi.
No,
the
business
type
of
kill. Type
of
stuff.
Comes from Zion.
Okay. He said more than that.
Yeah. Mishamesin of Zakri Rashi, Misham Shmuel HaKotten, Nakat Lahacha. We're coming from Shmuel HaKotten. That was just spoken about Shmuel HaKotten. Afu, Hechiach Seifa, Shishar, Sa'al of Shechina. He also, because at the end of Shechina, Shinesnav, Vashas Misasi, he said some Navu. Shum Yishmuel HaKarava. Shem Gamliel Anasi, Mishmael Ben Elisha Kain Gadol, Yehagu B'chav, they're going to be killed with a sword. V'chaveiv Kain B'kiva Chanin B'tadjan, L'ktal L'sham Mises. How was B'kiva killed? B'kiva Maseka Shal Bazin. Right, metal combs. Be'akaraya. They took off his skin, metal combs. Chanani B'seifa. He got burnt. What did he get burnt with? Right, he got burnt with Seifa Tayyar. Shechza B'dazar. Yeah. Val Yehuda Ben Bava Bik Shulay Makeh. They wanted to be maspid on Yehuda ben Bava, the same hespid. Hai chasad, hai anav. Elo, shenitru fasha. The time didn't let it. She maspid na l'ruge malchus. They couldn't be maspid on l'ruge malchus. Why couldn't they be maspid on the l'ruge malchus of Grashi? Loi makein oise hespid. They wanted to say this hespid. Of hai chasad, hai anav. She maspid na l'ruge malchus. In the years of melech, mi ayu l'kovion. They're worried about the melech. So they rushed up to bury them. Tanu Rabbana. Even Amad Hashana, when I'm Amad Hashana, can Yitz a Nasi? Like that was the first thing we learned today. If the Nasi was maskim, Omaisim Gamliel, Shahalach Lital Yeshus Eitzel Shulte Nechad Shabesuya. and really want to get rishus for one shulton, he had to ask rishus from the shulton. And so he was asking Zakdash Ladabel Iske Tzibi. We had to discuss Asakim of Tzibi. Vishal Lavan, he wasn't coming back. So the people were sitting there, the Bezdin was sitting there. Ibris Hashana, the Ma'abid Hashana, Amanashi Yitzir Ibn Gamliel, Abitanai, that Ibn Gamliel is going to be masking to it when he comes back. Shabbat Ibn Gamliel, Vahamar Yitzir Ibn Gamliel came, he was the Nasi. And he said, I'm masking to it. Nimtz Hashana Mubez, so the Ma'abid Hashana, that means it worked the Mafreya since he was masking.
Isn't that a steal to the result?
No, they were Mazam. They were Mazam the night before, and then he rushed. He had to run to the Shulton to go ahead and to take care of some Nyana Tzibu. And he came back, and they said that they all agreed to do it.
But if he Mazam, then he basically gave a shush. So why didn't he need another?
He had to be there also. He was part of it.
See that he's
not
part of the seven.
No, Fakat, maybe he is part of the seven. They all agreed to it, and they told him, okay, now we're on.
We only need five of the seven. Anyway.
Right. Right, it was just there to be kaveh. Tanya Abana. Eim Abin Es Hashana Elim Kein Hoise Tzichem Nei Adrachim.
What? With the other six, have no merit unless there's... You can't just stop at five. Let's say you have a person...
No, 100%. They're waiting for him to come. They was waiting. They just said, we worked out the Cheshbon.
The word for this, how the right should be began, is you have 7 days
Hamlet. No, Noisim and Noisim Chamisha. Seven was just to pass from the Maisa. You needed five to... Right. You're not ma'abed the year. If you need it for the roads, what was the roads? Because they got ruined in the rain, and you had to fix it for the early regala. So if Pesach came out too early in the year, they couldn't fix it yet. The bridges, where they would roast to become Pesach, and it got ruined, and they needed the sun to dry the walls. There were Yidden that left their homes to go up to Yerushalayim to become Pesach. So we know that they left. So how do we know that they left? We heard a Shmuel. What happened? Some people go quicker than others. So the people that came up quicker say, hey, there's still Alti Yidden trucking along. There's still Gersh Mishpachas coming along. So wait for them. So we would push off Pesach.
So we make another month.
Another month.
Yerushalayim ready has to stay.
Yeah.
For the local government.
Why
can't
you say
that
No, we'll see that. The snow didn't stop them. Not that it was cold. People that didn't leave yet, they said they're going to leave. That's not enough for us. We needed people that left. So, Yashi. He left to go take his Sakum Tzibi. They got destroyed in the winter, in the rain. Didn't fix it. They couldn't come up. Now, you have to understand, even it wasn't paved roads, but still, there were trees falling down. There were things, ditches and all that. Tanuri Pesachim, Shetzalim and Pesachim. They rose to Pesach and Mukai, Big Shamei Achayrif. Betzirin Chamel is Yavish. They got destroyed with the Kshamim, with the wetness, so you needed the sun to dry it. Megolis Yisrael, Pnei Agayla, Archaikim, the people that lived in Golis that were far, Nishma the Bezin got some shmush and Akum Kermit that they left the homes. Last regal, last is Bezin, but dying like you. They still didn't reach Hashem. La Yabu, Legu, love it, Pesach. What's wrong? Because if we're going to tell them now, we're not going to wait for them, then they're never going to come anymore. They say we never can make it. So the Pell is like this.
You ma'aba,
before Purim. You ma'aba Ada only in Ada. Once it comes Nissen, you can't be ma'aba anymore. So these people left already, who knows what? Right? And because we had to be Ma'aver 15 days before Pesach. Yeah, okay.
Big
shot
of time.
Right. Yeah. They wouldn't stop. That shouldn't stop you from coming. Okay, stop here.
What is the
stop here.